Okay, 6:38. Yeah, the Texans stunk it up. I mean, they forgot who they were playing, I guess. It, had to go to overtime.
And the Cowboys just stunk.
Well, excuse me, it's the Cowboys. Okay. So what are the consequences of I don't know, this election thing just, you know, wears you out. Politics thing just wears you out. But now we're talking a real world problem, because time and time again, people are frustrated because elected officials seem out of touch with real world problems, right?
Yes.
Certainly.
They time and again are concerned about something that we cannot relate to.
I was thinking over the weekend that part of it might have to do with a lot of them are raised in wealthy environments.
Sure.
And they just, maybe they're not as stupid as we think. Maybe they just have no concept of how money works, and that's why they spend all this money we don't have.
Well, that, yeah, and then just the way they expect to be treated. You know, we had that story last week about the world's oldest politician, John McCain, telling people, you know, who the hell do you think you are telling me what to do? So, because he wanted
well,
to have a
that could be
new
any
camp.
Old man, really.
It could. That's true. That's very true. But nonetheless, we may finally have a situation that you, Kat, especially, could relate to that they're having trouble with in the U.S. American Senate.
What, is there a drunken bum outside the Senate now?
No. What are the consequences of the record number of women senators elected on Election Day? Is a traffic jam in the women's senator's bathroom. It was a first, according to newly reelected Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar, who spoke at the Washington Ideas Forum at the museum in New York City, in D.C. She said, quote, there were five women in there and there are only two stalls. Now, I'm not going to say who. That would be really bad for decorum. But there were five of us in there, two newly elected, so very exciting. Klobuchar's disarmingly open manner is a key part of her persona and has helped her become a pretty popular politician there in her home state.
Whiners. Don't they know what you're supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
You get a buddy, and when you know that there's no men in the men's bathroom,
oh,
you use the men's bathroom.
Oh.
That's how you do it.
Oh, I see.
That is the way it is done in Navasota.
Okay.
That's the way I do it.
We're going to need potty parity in Washington.
That's it. She says the women's senators group is very collegial. We'll have dinner every other month in the Strom Thurmond room, she said, which is somewhat funny with the statue of Strom Thurmond looking down upon us. And whatever is said in that room stays in the room. We never talk about male senators. Just kidding.
Right.
But you see, obviously we have a bathroom problem. We're going to have to spend, I don't know, $10.7 million to go ahead and expand that bathroom.
Hold up a second. All right. How long are you waiting?
It now, wait. What?
If it's only two stalls of five people, that's just all you're doing is waiting for half the time.
They're senators.
Who cares?
You don't understand. They're different than you. They can't afford to wait.
I don't know. The enemy puts his pants on just the same way I do, leg at a time.
They have important things to be doing, and they can't be standing in line waiting for a stall to open up. Really? Okay. So
that was not convincing.
You know, if we're talking about bathrooms, what I want to know is, did they bother to do two different colors? Because I might have accidentally... Every time I come from the other direction, I accidentally end up in the men's bathroom on the fifth floor. Did you know that our bathroom stalls are mauve?
No.
I walked in and y'all's were maroon, and I was like, whoa, what's going on,
I had no idea.
Well,
no, really.
Now you know.
Wow.
They actually bothered to paint our bathroom a different color from y'all's bathroom.
I think that thing hanging on the wall will let you know you're not in the right bathroom.
One
saying.
Would think.
Well,
just
I don't
saying.
Always read.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm that kind of a student.
Okay. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham took serious issue with Mitt Romney's claim last week that he had lost the presidential election because of gifts that were handed out to women and minority groups. Here's what Lindsey said yesterday. He said, we're in a big hole. We're not getting out by comments like that. When you're in a hole, stop digging. And Romney keeps digging. Yeah, he also added, we're in a death spiral with Hispanic voters because of rhetoric around immigration. Candidate Romney in the primary dug the hole deeper. Rhetoric like this just keeps digging a hole for the Republican Party. And if we don't stop digging, we're never going to get out. And yet the governors were meeting in Las Vegas last week, and they don't believe they have any problem. They just need to campaign harder.
Talk about head in the sand.
Golly.
My thought is if your meeting is in the same place that someone is mirroring a cardboard cutout,
yeah, that's
probably
true.
It's not a very reputable place.
Yeah, there's your first touch with reality right there. Yeah, somehow the Republicans have just missed the message, somehow, some way. And that's fine. I mean, if that's the sword you want to fall on, okay, that's fine. You can do that. In the meantime, bring in Chris Christie.
Not answering questions on Twinkies. And no, no,
no. No, 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 no. He apparently was in front of a microphone last week, and somebody asked him about Twinkies.
Seriously, you're not asking me about Hostess Twinkies, are you? What's the next question? David, what do you got? I'm not answering a question about... You know, there's so much... I'm on Saturday Night Live enough. You think you're getting behind this microphone, having me talk about Twinkies? This is a setup, man. I know it. You people are the worst. This is a setup. I am not answering questions on Twinkies. And no, 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 no. You're not. It's bad that I even said the word Twinkie from behind this microphone. You're not getting me to do that. No way. David, don't go to Devil Dogs, David. Don't try it.
There you go. Job of the Gov saying you're not going to talk about Twinkies.
People are hoarding them, by the way.
Yeah. We'll have a story about that next hour.
Okay.
So,
I did pull out my recipe. So maybe we can, if we need it, I will make some for you guys just because I love you.
Well, you see, and again, they're not going away. I mean, they're not going away.
I've heard they're still making them in Canada.
Oh, imported illegal Twinkies.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's a great tie-in with Canada and Toilet Day.
What?
Well, because, you know, the toilets up there are not low-flow toilets up there. Did you know that? People try to smuggle toilets in from Canada because they still use the
real
full
toilets.
Amount of water.
Yeah. No, my thought about low-flow toilets is this. If I'm having to flush it for 5 times, that's using way more water when it was just one good old glu-la-la-la. You know what I mean?
No, you need to change your diet if you need to.
Oh. Rude.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's okay. No, it's all right. It's okay. So anyhow, let me see what else. Oh, the president's in Myanmar. Used to be Burma. And he went to see those folks. He's the first president, U.S.-American president to ever go there. See, so he won again, so immediately he's off on a trip again. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they've got to have a golf course.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I guess Burma probably does have a golf course. He may be over there kind of swinging some sticks.
I wonder if he told them they were fighting below their punch size or whatever it was. It tells everybody. You know what I'm talking about.
You mean punching above their weight?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Saving money.